Okay, we're back at it.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah.
It's only one Oklahoma, and it was State. And it was State.
Welcome to the show. All right, Colby, all our snafus are out of the way. We appreciate Chris's University Spirit sponsoring the podcast. We're going to get to our Yuengling Toast of the Week. Not very many candidates from Oklahoma State side of things, but plenty from Utah. And Colby, let's get right to it, man. I mean, we've seen this offense struggle like this before. It did against South Dakota State. It did against Arkansas in the first half. And they stuck with Alan Bowman and came back to win the game. I think this loss is squarely on the shoulders of Mike Gundy. One, you just don't get rid of Casey Dunn, which we'll get to. Two, benching Alan Bowman there cost them the game. And look, I am not going to sit here and say, well, look at what happened in the fourth quarter. They went down and scored. Like, I give Utah all the credit in the world. In fact, this game's not solely on Mike Gundy. I want to give Utah the most credit here. They came into Stillwater and bullied Oklahoma State. They had better schemes. They had better play calling. They were better on defense. They were better going forward on fourth down from their head coach. OSU got dominated in every facet of the game. And Mike Gundy's sitting up there on his podium, Colby, saying, well, you know, sometimes in the first part of college football seasons, teams just lose games. They just give them away. Take no credit from them, but I thought we gave them a lot. I don't view it that way, Colby. I think Utah was the clearly better coach team. They bullied OSU, talked smack to them while doing it, and OSU had no answers. And then Mike Gundy makes one of the bigger gaffes he's ever made at quarterback, and that list is very long. I want to go through the list at some point today, but that's where I'm at. This game, I give Utah total credit, but Mike Gundy gave them no chance by going to Garrett Rangel. No chance whatsoever.
Yeah, and what was the first edition of Mike Gundy v. Kyle Whittingham? That was a big, big dub for Kyle Whittingham. You can go ahead and throw an extra W on the front of his name. It's Whittingham at this point after what they accomplished yesterday in Stillwater. They come out there, no Cam Rising, backup quarterback, but their ability to run the football gave them options offensively. And they didn't play great. I mean, they turned it over a few times, lost a fumble, had another one they could have lost when they were already down 3-0 early in that game. They end up going down to score instead. And the benching of Alan Bowman, and I had people texting me at halftime asking if he should be benched. So obviously we are playing Sunday afternoon quarterback, if you will, on what happened in the game yesterday. But I've got text messages. I was asked, should he be benched at halftime? And I unequivocally said, no, he's been better in second halves. This is what they do, right? This is what they do. They go into the locker room at Boone Pickens Stadium, having played a terrible first half, and then they come out and they figured things out. For whatever reason, if you give them 6 days, they don't have a good scheme for the first 30 minutes. But if you give them 16 minutes to figure out what to do in the second half, for some reason, they've been able to make adjustments and come out and look good in the second half. I didn't think there was any chance that he would be benched. When I saw Rangel walking out, first of all, the two biggest cheers of the day were when Bowman got benched and when Rangel got benched. Those were the two biggest cheers of the day. So, you know, don't let the fan base pick what you're going to do at quarterback. I was really shocked to see Rangel come out. Look, I thought Bowman was atrocious in the first half. I did. Some of that is the offensive staff and the scheme, the inability to run the ball, which I think is on the staff. You're putting your quarterback in a tough spot when it's 2nd and 10 and 3rd and 10 every possession. But Casey Dunn and Mike Gundy aren't the one spiking the football at the feet of the receivers, throwing that bad interception across his body over the middle of the field when nothing's going on. You can just go into halftime down 10-3. That ended up being the score, but it took some luck to get there after that interception. I understand Bowman played poorly. He played poorly in the first half of that Arkansas game too. And then he came back in the second half and he started to make some throws and he figured it out and they won the game. And after that Arkansas game, Mike Gundy talked about not panicking, not showing panic, not letting that you think something's going wrong. Just not letting it show.